Welcome in and let's open tabs and talk about all things design. I'm Andre, and today I'm here with a special guest.
Saris.
Nice to meet you. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about all things graphic design college and what it's going to look like going to different graphic design colleges from person to person. I guess my first question to you, Saris, is what was the application process like?
Honestly, in the South Hills? It feels like so long ago now. I did it while I was finishing out my senior year in high school, mm-hmm. and I got forwarded to it by my print media teacher. I went to Mifflin County High School, and they have a whole print media class, which is pretty awesome. But it was honestly a pretty easy application, and they reach out very quickly, which is no complaints there. Super sweet. They asked for my high school diploma and a short portfolio, nothing crazy about it. It was pretty simple and straightforward. It wasn't crazy in-depth or anything, which I appreciate.
Yeah. So I ended up going to Pittsburgh Technical College. It used to be called PTI, Pittsburgh Technical Institute, but then they switched over to be accredited, unfortunately, before they shut down. It's whatever. I had applied to go to the Art Institute in two places. One, Orange County out in California, because I thought I was going to be hot shit and go to California.
Oh, me too.
I'm kind of glad I didn't, low-key, but it's fine. And the Art Institute in Pittsburgh, unfortunately, right before I was getting ready to go out, they had shut down. And I was like, damn, I'm going to have to take an off year or like an off semester, something. And then PTC actually ended up calling me, and I just happened to be answering every single phone that said like 412 or 724, all the Pittsburgh area codes. And they were just like, hey, we're at this college, and we saw the school you were going to go to shut down. We just became accredited so we could pick you guys up. Do you want to come do an interview and a tour? And if you like it, we'll just start you. And I'm like, that easy? They're like, yeah, that easy. That's and I was crazy. Like, okay. So I went, toured it, honestly. Ended up liking it better than the Art Institute, weirdly enough. And I didn't have to take any gen eds, sort of. Like, I took math, but it was like measurements, points, picas, inches, that.
That's the nice part about South Hills, too, is we had like zero gen eds that I didn't feel weren't like weren't necessary. Like, we had like an English for like proofreading, because that's a big part of what we do, even if some people don't acknowledge it, and like an easy geometry class that was pretty easy to get through. But I had a couple options before South Hills. I wanted to go to Full Sail.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then Juniata. Okay. And obviously every kid wants to go to CalArts. CalArts is like the place everyone wants to go, but it's kind of unachievable to a certain degree.
I get that, sure.
You have to be a certain kind of art kid to want to go to CalArts, for sure. Yeah. But I ended up landing on South Hills, and I'm really glad I did. I have no complaints about the place
whatsoever. My biggest fear about going to art college or art school, whatever you want to call it, was fine arts, because I suck at fine arts.
Yeah, the first term we had, it was all like hand drawing and I stuff like that, and I was like, I can't paint, I can't do oils.
Don't ask me to.
I'm like, I've only done sketching my whole life. That is not for me.
If anybody looks at my roughs and my thumbnails, I hope you know I'm very like box X logo, barely a circle, because something's supposed to be a circle, and I'll write what the image is supposed to be that's in there. I'm like, I know what the file name is, and I'll put the file name down, and I have people looking at me like, I don't know what file that is. I'm like, you'll know when you find it. Have a great one.
No, every time I talk to Jim, I'm like, this square is meant to be something. It'll go there later. And then the circle is like a logo, probably. Because I draw very, very small naturally. So I'm like, you just have to like let your imagination fly with the random shapes I'm putting on here.
Yes.
My sketching has gone like downhill since I've been a graphic designer, because because I can do it so much easier digitally, that the sketches like are so not detailed.
It's all so funny you say that. There was another episode that I was doing with Rachel, and we were talking about like the design process and how we go about it. She, and like, honestly, it's a testament to her art style. She sketches a lot, and like, she will sketch in detail, and she has her sketchbook 24/7. Me, I get so boggled in a day that if a design project comes across my desk, I promise you, I'm sitting there for 5 minutes staring at the brief, picturing it in my head. I'm like, great, I got a concept. And then I just hit the computer and go.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I've been.
Whatever happens, happens.
I used to be such a big art kid, like sketching like all the time. My sketchbook was like attached to my hip. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, when you're a creative minded person, you start to like not really need it if you really know what you're doing. Like, sketching is a good, important process to have, but if you don't need it, don't feel like you have to do it. You know, facts. I definitely don't have to do it for sure.
Facts. That's how me and a bunch of my college classmates were. We would, I think I bought one sketchbook for all of college. I had one girl in my class who actually sketched all the time and drew and stuff. And I was like, wow, kudos to you. Couldn't be me.
I haven't drawn for pleasure in about a year.
I haven't drawn for pleasure. I don't have
time for all that. Mm-hmm. Too busy.
Another big thing that I really liked about my college was there was not, and this might sound crazy to most art schools, there was not an emphasis on having a physical portfolio. We were strictly taught social media, website. That's it. They're like 95% of the time when you apply for a job, it's going to go through a computer. They're going to see it online. Yeah. It's going to be way easier. It's going to take you less time because you have to print it and do all the freaking crap.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
We had to do the print portfolio. Yeah. And I think Jim and Ray specifically emphasize it because we live in a small local area. Sure. And people like to see the physical piece.
Yeah.
But the web piece, I feel like, is definitely way more important, especially in a modern world, and especially with graphic design jobs. Like, a lot of them aren't going to be in like local areas. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you got to branch out and you can't show them your like physical portfolio. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have both. But yeah, the emphasis the whole time we were at South Hills was print portfolio, print portfolio, print portfolio.
Really?
Print portfolio. Yeah,
that's interesting.
We did we did make a website. Mm-hmm. But it was very much like, you can get it done when you get it done. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna help you like step by step make your portfolio like detailed, which I do appreciate, because I would have no idea how to go about it on my own time. Those things are huge.
Yeah.
And another good thing about South Hills is now, starting this year with us, which I'm very thankful for, they include the portfolio price in your tuition. So we didn't have to go out of our way to pay for it, which apparently they're really expensive. I didn't even want to look up how much it would have cost.
Enough to make you cry. Yeah. No. It's like, even here, being the creative director here at Casas Media, anytime I see an application, the first thing I say is, can I have your digital portfolio? Can I have your Instagram page? What's your website? Do you have something online? So whenever I started taking South Hills kids and they came in with these like physical portfolios, like, personally for me, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're cool to look at. I like seeing your guys' work. Mm-hmm. I also just feel like, one, it's a lot to lug around. Two, I have to make sure there's enough space for you to put everything out so I can see everything. Yeah. When I could just get on my computer and be like, great, looks lovely, they did fantastic, moving on. Yeah, me personally,
it's definitely something I wish web was a little more emphasized with our degree, which, like, it's definitely something where it's like we're given like really good fundamentals.
Yeah.
And it's more like we just have to build on that, which I'm working on right now, because I'm definitely not gifted in web. But it's a learning curve. I do my best.
How many web classes do you guys get?
We have a web one and an advanced web class where we also learn like After Effects and things like that. Mm. So they're kind of both combined into one.
Mm-hmm.
But we did learn like HTML, CSS, and then we moved on to Dreamweaver, and then we moved on to WordPress, which is like where we got all of our initial websites from.
Sure.
We got those set up pretty directly.
Gotcha.
Which is nice. Nice to know, because I wouldn't have known anything going into it. But yeah. It's definitely, I had a job interview at South Hills the other day, actually, for their graphic design position.
There you go.
I felt like a big dumb idiot bringing in my like 18 by 24 mm-hmm. physical portfolio. And I didn't have my website set up because I'm indecisive and I want to change everything about it all the time.
Sure, that's fair.
Which is not great for me personally.
Uh-huh.
Being indecisive is just one of my lacking traits. But
it's a trait for an artist.
We get there.
My biggest way around that is I always just tell myself, does it meet all the principles? Especially if I can't decide. I'm like, great, it meets all the principles. Is it effective? Yeah, great. Okay, bye. And just get it out the door. Like, if I know it's going to work and make a client money, great.
Done.
I have
a good social media, but hi, Sarah's Designs.
The plug, but as you should.
I'm very much more social media gifted than I am like web gifted, which I feel like is a lot of graphic design people. Web is very much pushed in the modern era. Like, if you're a graphic designer, you have to know about web, because that's just becoming part of the job description at this point. But I feel mm-hmm. like knowing equally as much about social media should be pushed as well, because
100%.
Knowing a lot about social media and trends and algorithms and how those work is huge, if not more important than knowing how to make a website.
100%. When I was in college for web, we had web 1, 2, and 3. I took an extracurricular because I was feeling froggy. I shouldn't have. It put too much work on my plate. That was motion graphics, where I started learning After Effects. And then we had Portfolio Web, which was another class. They had us build our portfolio in Dreamweaver. That
Dreamweaver on Earth. Is not my favorite.
Like, don't get me wrong. I like Dreamweaver. Dreamweaver taught me a lot. But I think, and this might be a habit for most people our age, I think we grew up in a world with technology where now our minds, and this is not a diss to anybody over the age of like 30, but I think our minds just move faster than people older than us.
Yeah.
So then when you're sitting there trying to hand type code in Dreamweaver, I'm like, this is not getting done fast enough. That's my frustration.
That's what's so nice about WordPress and all of those like Wix, and I can't think of a lot of
Oh, I'm a Wix hater through and through.
Wix Design Studio hater. Oh,
I'm a hater on Wix, and they can quote me.
But there's so much out there to like make web design easier now that like coding with like base, like coding from the top, from the bottom up, HTML, CSS just feels like a waste of time unless you're like putting a block in your website that like you have to customize. Like I don't it's like building with HTML and CSS from the ground up makes me feel like I'm on MySpace. And it doesn't feel as like it could be as professional looking as I want it to be, and I'm not to that point knowing enough about it where it can look sleek and nice, where like with WordPress you're just like here, go here, here, go here. Yeah. Here's all this, go here.
Let me ask you a controversial question then.
Oh god.
So me personally, whenever I'm building a website, I don't feel like doing all the initial setup and formatting. So I will sketch out my wireframe for my website, not in Figma because I don't feel like it. I do it in Illustrator because at the end of the day, everything is literally just an ad where you place it. And basically, I'll download that out as like a PNG, as long as it is. And then I will feed it to an AI coder and I will tell it to just recreate everything I drew. And I'll tell it exactly how I want all the hovers to work, how everything should click through, how the navigation should be laid out. Here's my social media links. Here's pricing. Here's my API keys to set all this stuff up. And then I let it do all the base formatting for me. And then I go in and I tweak everything little by little.
I don't think that's very controversial.
I feel like when people hear AI and anything art related, they're just like, ew, no, get it away from here.
I think AI, it's like, if AI is meant for anything, it's meant for like building websites because it's made out of code. Fair. And if it knows anything about code, anything about anything, it should know about code.
Facts.
Which like I've used ChatGPT to try to help with my website, and sometimes it gets things wrong because it's ChatGPT. But it's a
switch
good
to Claude.
Claude? Okay.
Oh my god.
Claude's I'll keep that move. In mind. It's a good base builder though. Mm-hmm. Like especially if you don't know what you're doing. I think it can be very useful. And like it's not like you're using it to like replace the art that you're doing. You're making the art. You're just telling it how to put the art in like a usable website format, which like can be hard. Yeah. I've never even thought about doing it that way. I should try that.
Oh my god, there's so many AI builders out there right now. Bolt.news, like a really big one. You just got to know how to prompt it. As long as you have an image and then you can explain all of your thoughts, it will literally spit out exactly what you want.
Not exactly.
78% of the way there. Almost 80. It's getting a lot better though with time.
It's definitely a useful. AI shouldn't be seen as our enemy as graphic designers. We should see it as another thing to add to our resume.
Oh, 100%.
As long as it's not replacing all the work you do.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about like your cost of college? Like, I don't know about you, but when I graduated, mind you, I had some scholarships and grants. I think about 15K in those. I graduated with only 16K in debt. So probably about 31,000 total for 2 years year round.
Yeah.
How was it like at South Hills?
So I was stupid and forgot to apply for like, I didn't forget. I was just lazy.
Okay.
I didn't apply for like any scholarships going into school.
Okay.
I was like, I'm just going to wing it because at my small high school I went to, all the scholarships went to like the same three people.
Shocker.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just not going to try.
Yeah.
And I did try a little bit with unbold.org, which has a lot of those free scholarships. None of them came to me. So I was just like, okay, whatever. We're just going to wing it. But I'm pretty sure South Hills is about 5K, almost 6K a semester, a term, because we only have three terms in a year.
Okay.
And I think my total debt after like FAFSA, whatever, FIA, Parent Pell. Plus, whatever. I didn't get any grants because my parents are nurses. But
oh, well, yeah, that'll do it.
Even though they're not helping me. Like, you gotta live
make
with
it make sense.
I think I'm ending with about like 31K in debt.
That's honestly not that
which
bad.
Which is not bad. Like for all of the stuff that I've done and I've learned, I don't think that's bad at all.
Mm-mm.
I think when I have to start repaying it in January of next year, it's only gonna be like about $300
still month $300
for like
bucks,
all
man.
Of it. That's not bad. I wouldn't trade my time at South Hills for like any big four-year college. Like, fair. I truly don't regret it, because like what Ray told us is it's a four-year degree condensed into a two-year degree. Yeah, it's an accelerated program. So we're working our butts off facts. The whole time. And it's facts. Worth it, because we know a lot more than some students from other schools, not going to name names, do. We
okay. know a lot. That, honestly, that's how I felt about PTC. It was year-round. We had four quarters. No. We had eight quarters. Mm. Each quarter was like 11 weeks, 12 weeks. 11 or 12 weeks. And we went year-round. So I just lived in Pittsburgh for the full 2 years. Mm. Well, honestly, longer than that because COVID.
So you also only have like an associate's in...
They technically called mine, and I don't think this makes any sense at all, a mixed bachelor's, because I had some business finance classes in there too that I took.
Interesting.
Yeah. I took enough credits to make a bachelor's, I should say, essentially.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about South Hills too, is if I wanted to transfer to another college, which they have some good options, I'd be able to get a bachelor's in like less than 9 months.
Yeah.
The amount of credits that I have. That's crazy. Really crazy nice. Because I do not want to go to a four-year college. Everyone else always talks about like, I want the typical college experience. I didn't.
I'm good.
I don't want a dorm. I don't want to walk everywhere. Like, no. Give me my tiny, small college that's smaller than my high school. Like, I don't care. And it's perfect for me. Not for some people who want to dorm and meet people, but I didn't want to meet people.
I was good. My thought process was, I was working full-time. I was trying to graduate debt-free. Like, I had so much to study. I wanted to take extracurriculars. PTC didn't have any, like, sports, which honestly, like, I like football, but at the same time, I was like, whatever. I don't need football. Like, I would rather get a better education at a cheaper price.
Yeah.
And just get it done and over with.
Mm, that's kind of my thought process.
All right, yeah.
Like, everyone wants to go to Penn State, but, like, there's so much to do, but, like, for what I want to do and I just want to get it done and over with, I didn't see the point in, like, dedicating myself to that big school.
Well, now, like, do you think location matters? Because, like, in the sense of where you're at with South Hills, you're right by Penn State. Did you still go in and attend any Penn State events? Like, are you allowed to? Are you not?
I used to live in Center County, so I was, like, accompanied to Penn State. Like, I knew a lot about it, and I definitely attended some events for it. But with South Hills, it's, like, they're kind of, like, in the same central area. But, like, the thing with South Hills is, like, you obviously don't get as much, like, in... like downtown, like networking, because you don't know a lot of people that go to Penn State because they're all with Penn State, like, and you don't get a lot of Penn Staters. But it's definitely a smaller area. Like, obviously, Penn State's like the big domineering college, and then there's South Hills, which is just like tiny itty bitty school about 5 minutes away. And like, I talk to some Penn State students, they don't even know it exists. Like, they don't even know it's like a thing.
Yeah,
I attended Battle of the Bands in early April to take some pictures for my internship, and I told them where I was from, and they were like, oh, is that like a town? And I was like, no. I'm a senior in college. I'm getting my degree there.
That's wild.
But that's like also just general Penn State students. They don't know a lot about the area that you think they would.
Dude, no offense to Penn State kids, and I know this isn't the majority of them, but how many of them are just there having a good time, getting drunk, having a good time?
It's a good party college. Like, there's a lot of nice places in downtown for sure. That's like the one thing. If I went to Penn State and I was a partier, I'd have a great time.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm not a partier.
Yeah.
I still know where the parties are at.
If I gotta be there, I can be there.
I've been to a couple house shows, and I know the Penn State goth and emo scene.
Okay.
They're all pretty cool, but you can tell we're like Penn State and South Hills, very different walks of life at like a base level.
For sure.
Like, people go to Penn State and like, you'll meet the craziest guy in the world, and he's like, I'm going for like astrobiology. And he's like a crazy partier, and you're like, oh, I'm sure you're going for astrobiology or biochemistry. And you don't expect it out of them. And meanwhile, South Hills is like 3 degrees. They used to have more.
Yeah.
They had forensics or like crime or something, but like not enough people were doing it, so they got rid of it.
Sure.
It's very predominantly like DMS and things like that now, but like graphic design's coming up. And I think like if you wanted to weigh going to Penn State for graphic design versus South Hills, obviously I'm biased because I went to South Hills, but I'd pick South Hills because I think you get more experience, you meet a lot more people.
coming from someone who's seen portfolios from both places, I definitely agree that South Hills is producing better graphic designers compared to Penn State. Mm-hmm. I think the only leg up that Penn State kids doing graphic design have is the fact that they can put they went to Penn State.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody knows what South Hills really is yet. Like, I attended an FBLA meeting for South Hills in Harrisburg. I was taking pictures there. I did, like, a free photo booth thing for mm-hmm. them. And, again, like, a lot of them did not even know what South Hills was. But our FBLA team, like, absolutely bodied all the competition. Like, we placed first in, like, nearly everything. Yeah. So we're coming up. It's becoming, like, more of a known college, which is good. I don't mm-hmm. know how good it is because it's really small, and if they get a lot of attendance, they won't know what to do with that. Mm-hmm. But definitely for, like, graphic design, I feel like it's a lot more effective. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you, because it's so much more of a hands-on experience, mm-hmm. and you're not, like, in just a giant lecture hall listening to a lecture about graphic design, you're really, like, in there. You have an in-depth, like, connected relationship with your professors. Like, you know everyone you're in class with because there's only, like, 8 of you.
Sure.
It's really nice, and I don't think I'd be able to learn as effectively from what I've heard about the Penn State graphic arts program. Mm-hmm. But, again, like, I'm not sure what they all do mm-hmm. there either. Like, I don't know, like, how long they spend on things versus other things. And, like, do they focus on art history over, like,
yeah.
actually doing, like, hands-on work? Or, like, again, it's a 4-year degree, too, so just a little stretched out.
Yeah, no, there's too much life to live. I couldn't be there for that long a period of time. Whenever I was going out to PTC, we had 20 minutes up the road in Moon, we had RMU. Then downtown, we had Duquesne, Pitt, not Chatham. Chatham? Is it called Chatham? I think it's Chatham. Not Clarion. There's like 3 or 4 other colleges down there all over Pittsburgh. I'm like, this is just colleges everywhere. And people ask, what college are you going to when they see you're young? And I'm like, PTC. And they're like, where's that? I'm like, over in Robinson area, Oakdale. And they're like, where's that? And I'm like, the west side of Pittsburgh after the tunnel, like a little bit further. And they're like, oh, you're out there, like by the RMU people. And I'm like, no, they're like a half hour north, but sure, I guess.
That's how it feels telling people from State College that you're from Lewistown.
I actually...
They don't know where it is. They've never heard of it in yeah. their life.
They're I like, had a family that used to have a restaurant in Lewistown.
It's a cute little town. Mm-hmm. Definitely nothing like State College. And I understand mm-hmm. why none of them have heard of it, because there's nothing there.
Facts. Big facts.
But the amount of people that are like, oh, do you go to Penn State? And I'm like, no, I go to South Hills. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, college. And they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, Lewistown. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, I'm just gonna stop explaining to you.
Yeah,
because you live on a completely different, like, timeline wavelength than I do.
You are from very elsewhere. Different
people. They're like aliens to me, and I don't mean that in, like, a mean way.
Sure.
Just like, they're all, it feels like we're on completely different planets because, I mean, of our college experiences.
I tell people out in Pittsburgh I'm from Tyrone, and they've never heard of it a day in their lives. I'm like, well,
Pennsylvania is so far from Pennsylvania.
Big facts. I see that on TikTok. What's your thoughts on, like, the culture of South Hills?
The culture. There's not, like, a big culture, I'd say. I mean, like, there's, like, 4 clubs total, and, like, the other degrees, like, don't really have a lot of opportunities to, like, interact with each other. Mm-hmm. There's, like, maybe, like, I'd say we have, like, a spring picnic, a fall picnic, and, like, a couple winter events. And that's really, like, all the time you really have to, like, interact with students that might be outside of your degree.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as far as the culture goes with, like, the employees and, like, the professors, they're all great. Like, I've never had anything bad to say about any of them. Like, they're all really kind. And, obviously, I had my interview with them and, like, no yeah. problems. They were all very sweet. And it's just, like, it's, like, a lot of South Hills is talking about how different we are from Penn State. Like, it's always like, oh, why'd you go here instead of there? And, like, mm-hmm. oh, we do this here and they don't do this there. And meanwhile, Penn State doesn't even know we exist.
Like, they, I mean, Penn they, State they has do, we are, don't. You know? What yeah. do you guys have?
No, we have a clock.
We have a clock.
We have a clock, like a arch with a clock on it.
Okay.
That's our logo.
Uh-huh.
Like, in our first year, they wanted a mascot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't think a mascot, like, fits this, because mascots are for schools with, like, sports.
Yeah, facts.
We don't have that. We have FBLA, and there's a D&D club. Mm-hmm. That's all. There's a woman in technology club.
Okay.
And I think that's it. It's a very like
works.
But there's no like animosity. Like mm-hmm. nobody is like, oh, I hate DMS. Oh, I hate the IT stream. Yeah. Because you all kind of overlap in some way. Like we're graphic arts, but like we overlap with like some classes with IT because we're both like learning the same things. Like we both had like a Photoshop class together. We took that with IT, which made the classroom packed.
Sure.
Because it was like 8 of us and then like 8 IT students, and that's enough to fill the average South Hills classroom.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Because
it's tiny. I lost my train of thought.
Culture.
I'd say it's positive. There's not a lot to do because it doesn't really have a campus. Mm-hmm. It's just the building. But like every time there's like a outdoor event, like everyone gets along really well and there's a lot of stuff to do. And I don't think like there's no way to have like animosity towards anyone because you're all kind of like coming from the same place. Mm-hmm. Like I think everyone who chose South Hills was like they wanted a good degree for like but they didn't want a bachelor's degree.
And a bunch of sensible people.
Mm-hmm. I haven't met anyone who goes to South Hills where I'm like, why are you here? They're just kind of like, we all understand each other, even if we don't even know each other. Mm-hmm. And with Penn State, I think you don't get that because there's like so many. I don't even know like how many people are at Penn State. A lot. Thousands.
The average class at my college was 14 in my class. And we were one of the bigger ones in a couple of years, is what we got told.
My God.
So there was that. I mean, we did have 15 different majors. So we had that going for us. It was like a 6-story building. It was basically a big old cube. And then there was some on-campus housing. And then there was off-campus housing at 2 different apartment complexes that the school broker deals with.
South Hills doesn't even have on-campus housing.
That's wild.
It's about the size of a church.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's so small.
But, like, I like it.
Like, I know mine's small, but, like, that's even smaller.
It's church-sized. And there's a church right near South Hills that's bigger than South Hills. Like, it's...
Damn.
It's very, like, when I say tight-knit, I mean, like, tight-knit.
I mean, at least you guys have 2 campuses now, right?
Yeah.
State College and Altoona?
I don't know a lot about the Altoona campus, personally. Mm-hmm. I saw it on the drive here, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that was there. It kind of showed up out of nowhere. And I know Altoona, like, just started their graphic arts program this year.
Yep.
And I've talked to a couple of the people there, and they say they're still kind of figuring stuff out.
From my understanding, come January next year, I'll start interviewing possible interns from that location.
They're taking interns on their first year?
No, next year around January.
Oh, next
year. Yeah. So like a year from now, because that's when I'm guessing they'll be starting their 6th term?
Yeah, 6th term starts in about like February, March.
Okay, so I'll probably be interviewing them a little bit before then.
Yeah, I think some people in our class had interviews as early as like December. Like that was really when we started cranking stuff out.
Yeah.
December was like the holy grail of you are not going to have any personal time. Get your stuff done. Like interviews, if you're not doing interviews, you're doing resumes. If you're not doing resumes, you're doing your portfolio. If you're not doing your portfolio, you're doing your web portfolio.
Facts.
You gotta figure out what to print. And then there's also like a ton of projects piled on top of that. I can't tell you a single thing that happened in winter term. I completely forgot about it.
That's fair.
It's like a trauma blockage out of my mind.
That's fair.
Don't want to remember it.
Whenever it came to internships for me at PTC, we got told, and honestly, I think it was the best thing for us. We got told, all right, you're responsible to go out and find your internship. We don't care where. Could be anywhere in the city. Could be anywhere in the surrounding area. Come back and let us know who gave you a yes, like an acceptance, and then we'll get the paperwork started.
Oh, so they didn't, like, set you up with anyone or, like, send out your resumes to anyone?
No. We were responsible to handle it ourselves, and if we didn't get an internship, then you weren't getting your degree.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I honestly loved it. Because
it sounds
like
it really puts you in the real world, but
facts. You learned how to job hunt. You learned how to network. You were getting into rooms you didn't even know you could get into because you were never thinking about it. You started calling on old people that you asked advice to. You're like, dude, do you have any networking? Like, I need this.
Do you know a guy who knows a guy? Who
no,
knows
facts.
A guy?
Facts. It taught me so much about networking. It was unimaginable. The only thing that sucks, though, is kind of like right after COVID. So nobody was accepting. Aww. So it took forever. But, like, honestly, I wouldn't have traded that for anything. Honestly, if I would have been placed somewhere or given, like, here's XYZ option, I think I wouldn't have been a fan. And that's not to say it's a bad system. Mm-hmm. That's just to say I know me and I know my standards for myself. Mm-hmm. And I would rather go find something that I know is going to meet what I need.
Yeah.
Mainly because, like, even with the interns that we take here, Sherry's a great example. She loves print media. Great. That means you're going to be good at it. Mm-hmm. That means I'm going to make you do social media.
Yeah.
And when they go, well, why? I don't like that. I'm like, because it's still a skill you need to know. Mm-hmm. And you already know the other stuff. Yeah. So I purposely always put myself in a harder situation. So I feel like if I'm getting placed exactly where I want to be, then
yeah,
what am I learning?
Yeah,
kind of.
That's like with the South Hills internship, it's kind of a mixed bag where you get like Jim's like, where do you want to go? And then you might end up there.
Okay.
He gave us like, do you want a list? And I was pretty set on a certain place from like the very beginning of my second year. But then they ended up not taking interns. And I was very persistent. I was like, I will like reach out to them. I reached out to them directly. I was like, I know you're not taking interns, but like I'm very passionate about like your business and what you do. Like, can you please like give me a chance? And it ended up not working out.
Aww.
But I got an interview at Town and Gown, and okay, they immediately took me. They were very happy with my work. And I am Jim and Ray tell me I'm very good at print and like magazine articles and media. I don't think I am. Okay. But and that's what's kind of challenging about, like, what I have to do at Town and Gown, because it's all making magazine articles. It's all, like, print layout. And I don't think I'm good at it, but it's, like, teaching me that, like, I am.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I need to learn those fundamentals and, like, have, like, a sense of self-awareness mm-hmm. with what I do, because I'm not very self-aware of my own skill set. I went into it, like, I'm really good at social media and I'm really good at print design. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you're really good at magazine layouts, so I think you should go here. And I was like, I'll give it a try.
I'll give it a try. That's fair.
Yeah. I do really like it there, though.
That's good.
It's very chill. Everyone's really sweet.
Yeah.
And magazines are fun. Like, I have no complaints. I love working with print media.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good to have a balance of, like, knowing a knowledge of print as well as, like, knowing about how social presences work. Because, like, I'll mainly do articles, and then they'll reach out to me, and they'll be like, hey, can you make a quick 6-second After Effects clip? We need this in, like, an hour. And I'm like, okay. So I do some social media stuff sometimes yeah. because they don't have a very strong social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
The most people talk about on their social media is they posted about Sheetz and Wawa, and everyone in the comments was like, Sheetz, Wawa. Like,
Wawa.
Because that's how Pennsylvania people are, is they all want to talk about Sheetz and Wawa.
I like Quick Fill more than anything. And Tyrone, they pump my gas for me. Ooh. Shout out to Quick Fill.
We just got a Wawa in Lewistown, and their lemonade's really good.
Wawa's
they have
so
cheap
good.
Gas too. So
define cheap.
Well, not $4.59 in some places. Oh, it was
okay.
$4.19, which at the Sheetz, like right down the road, is $4.39. So yeah. I consider that a deal, a nice sweet deal.
I would too.
I might convert from Sheetz soon.
Ooh, damn.
I don't
sucks
know.
To be
Their
Sheetz.
Food is kind of like, it's terrible, but if you kind of want the terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Wawa's food's way better.
I still haven't had it. I might have to try it later.
No, it's so much better.
You need to try it.
Yeah. How do you feel about like flexibility with that? Like, what did your guys' schedules look like?
At Town and Gown or South Hills?
South Hills.
So we do classes Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Which I really enjoyed because I do have to drive. I have a 30-minute commute mm-hmm. to South Hills because I live in Lewistown. So it was really nice not having, especially with the gas prices going up, it was really nice yeah. not having to drive that one day. But also, like, Jim and Ray are, like, some of the most flexible professors you could probably have in, like, your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a bad mental health spout in winter, and I was like, hey, I can't come in. Like, I would just be like, I can't do it. And Jim was like, okay, you're good. Like, If you do your work, they don't care.
That's literally the philosophy we have here at Cassidy. If your shit gets done, I don't give a damn.
Exactly.
And gets done decent or
that's
good.
That's my philosophy. Like, I do it. I just, like, I have a really, I like working at my own time on my own pace. And sometimes that just means I don't want to be in South Hills to work. I want to be at my house, or I want to be, like, in a cafe somewhere. Like, I don't want to be mm-hmm. there. And a lot of winter term was not lectures. It was just working. Like, working, 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 working. And I did not want to be there for it. Nothing against South Hills, but I was like, I need a change of like scenery. Yeah. And I would just ask him, I'm like, can I leave? Can I leave?
Dude, I get that way here sometimes. Like, I love our office. We just renovated and everything. But there's some days where I'm like, I just want to go sit at a coffee shop and just be in some ambient noise and just hear the world happening around me and seeing people and just working on stuff there.
Yeah. I feel like that shouldn't be held against us as designers not wanting to work in like an office-y like environment, because like sometimes I just want to be out. Like, yeah. as a creative, being in an office 24/7, 365 isn't enriching for the mind. Mm-hmm. I feel like you really need to, if I had a graphic design business, I'd be like, if you get your work done, go wherever you want.
Like, oh, facts.
And South Hills is like a very positive, enforcing, like, do your work. And if you do your work, like, you have a lot of freedom.
Do your work and do it at least well, at minimum.
Do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm always been very efficient. So, like, Jim would give an assignment and I'd be like, immediately I have an idea. Light bulb.
Light bulb.
I'd get it done within like a day. And then I just sit at South Hills for like a couple of days not doing anything. And I'm like, Jim, there's no point, man. There's no point in me being here. And he was like, that's fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
So I have, that's the nice flexibility. And I don't think you'd be able to get that with a lot of like surrounding colleges, especially because we have like a little businessy. I don't know what school it's technically classified as, like a tech school.
Which one?
South Hills. Or like a trade school. Or if it's tech? Just like a college.
You guys have IT, graphic design, and
DMS, and like sonography. So like, there's also med stuff.
When did you guys pick up sonography?
Oh, I don't even know. Like a while ago.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I realize you guys had that.
It's business and tech. Oh yeah, we have the business marketing degree as well.
Okay.
It's just School of Business and Technology. It's not like university or college.
Yeah.
So I don't know like the actual label, if it's like a college.
Sure.
Officially.
If they can transfer credits, I'm pretty sure that means they're accredited. Yeah, so they'd be an actual traditional college.
But it's definitely like because of that close community aspect as well, like that also gives a lot of flexibility. Because like, it's not just you walking up to a professor, you only talk through email and being like, can I leave? Like, I talk to Jim every day.
Facts. We had a similar level of flexibility at PTC. We had I had five teachers. One was all about illustrations. One was all about print and layout. One was photography web. The other lady was our art history, art mathematics, art, all that kind of stuff. And then Cirillo, Moody, Ankeny, Pavlock. Nick Orell, Ornell, something like that. He was our technical, like, career development stuff and career readiness and where were we getting placed, but like after we brought the paperwork back to him for an internship, finalizing all that kind of paperwork, getting us placed there. So we knew all of our teachers, we knew all of our classmates. As far as flexibility goes, if there was a reason, like almost every single kid in that class also had a job to pay off school. If a student was like, listen, I work at Texas Roadhouse, hi, me, and they scheduled me for 45 hours this week, and it's Mother's Day weekend, and I also have a photography job at the JCPenney Portrait Studio, being a dual studio manager. Hey, what's up? And I had 20 hours there.
Side hustling out the wazoo.
Oh, my God, yeah. And then you had how many X hours of class? And I was like, you guys know I'm going to get this done. It's just not going to be this week, and I know the due date's this week, but, like, let me get through my hell week for work because I have to pay to be here. And next week, I promise you, I'll give you 110% effort. They're like, okay, sounds good. And they're like, but that's not fair to the rest of the class. I'm like, you don't even hand me the assignment until next week. That way I technically have the same amount of time.
Yeah.
And they would do that sometimes. I was like, this is great. We had a cafeteria that would be open 24/7 because it was also like a study hall-ish area. Nice. So we would just show up, key fob in with our IDs.
And we don't even have that.
Fair.
There's like six tables total in the South Hills cafeteria. Oh my God.
And we just nice, one time during web portfolio, I sat there from 2 p.m. when I got out of class to 6 a.m. the next day with a friend of mine.
Oh my God.
Dude, yeah.
A time, I think it was last spring term, I was working at Barnes & Noble at the time.
Okay.
And I had to drive. I didn't get out of my job until like 10:30. That's a whole other story. They closed at 9, didn't get out until 10:30, whatever. Fair. I was driving over the mountain, a truck flipped on the mountain right as I was driving up, and I was stuck in traffic until 4 in the morning. So I emailed Jim and Ray while I'm on the mountain at like 2 in the morning, and I'm like, hey, don't expect me to be there. Like,
this is what's happening.
Because it was like the first day of spring term, and I was like, I sent a picture of me coding HTML on my laptop doing my homework in my car. And I was like, I promise I'm doing it. And they were like, whatever, I don't care. Yeah. I ended up coming in like late the next day anyway, but as long as you like explain yourself, you do what you're supposed to do, and you don't slack, everyone there is really relaxed. Like they have realistic expectations, I'd say.
Yeah.
And not like overwhelming, like you're gonna be a young professional. Like, yes, you are gonna be a young professional, but also like they don't know if we're going into like an agency or freelance. Like it's very varied.
That's just the field that we're in.
Yeah.
I would say that my favorite takeaway from college overall was the fact that I only had to go for 2 years, not counting COVID.
That's a great takeaway. That, like,
stretched everything.
That's the nice part. Definitely, my final takeaway, I guess, was it's. You get what you like. You don't. You get more than what you pay for. You know? Not like you get what you pay for in like a bad way, but like you get way more.
Yeah.
For the amount that you pay.
It's like getting like a Guess or a Gucci item from like Burlington.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's exactly like that.
Okay.
And there's definitely everyone has their options, and don't let like cheap tuition take you to a place you don't want to go.
Oh, 100%.
But. Definitely think about it, because that money's gonna come back to haunt you.
Because then you gotta pay for gas at 14 at four something. Ridiculous.
Definitely.
Is there any advice that you would give to anyone that's trying to decide if they want to go to a 4-year or 2-year or even just college at all?
Think about one. My biggest thing was, am I willing to dorm? No. Mm. Mm-hmm. That was my big, like, what college am I going to go to thing. Am I willing to dorm? I do have disabilities, so I didn't want to walk a lot, which I knew would entail, like, a lot of college campuses was, like, walking between buildings, and I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because I have muscle issues. Sure. But it's definitely, like, think about, like, your personal preferences. Like, don't make anyone do anything you don't want to do. Like, if you don't want to dorm with someone, don't do it. It's if you'd rather live at home, do that, because that's what I'm doing, and there's no shame in that, like, whatsoever. Like, do what you got to do to get your education.
Mm-hmm.
And apply to scholarships. Don't be dumb like me. Don't be dumb like me, who only applied to like two. And just like think about your budget, think about what you could, like, definitely go over everything. If you like go to a meeting with someone and you're like, hey, can I get like a detailed breakdown of like what everything is.
Facts.
Because I know a lot of people didn't, and I have a lot of friends who went to different colleges for like design related things, and they're like, I'm paying so much more and I feel like I don't know anything.
Facts.
And South Hills is great.
Yeah.
Think about it.
If I had any advice to give to this younger generation, I would say a handful of things. Thing number one, education is nice, but it's not required.
Yes.
If you have the gumption to sit down and go to old, you know, University of YouTube and start self-teaching and actually disciplining yourself to get the work done, the tools are out there. I think we live in a world with AI where if you have questions, you could ask Claude, hey, what would I typically learn in this program at any university you could think of, XYZ, plug it in, and it's going to give you a breakdown, and you can kind of start self-teaching based on that program.
And there's so many certifications you can get as well.
Facts. Adobe certs.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to, I'd say if you want to do freelance, college, like a 4-year might not be the best idea. If you want to do freelance, either go like the certificate, like self-taught route. Mm-hmm. And if you want to focus more on like networking and like getting into an agency, I'd say college is a much better, like, definite, because you do get a lot of networking opportunities, and you do learn a lot more, like, talking to people, because you're going to have to get used to working in an environment with a lot of people.
Yep.
Definitely something to keep in mind.
Definitely a lot to think about. And I think my last biggest takeaway is, for you, you said it works better to live at home for college. For me personally, moving 2.5 hours away and going to Pittsburgh completely changed like the trajectory of my life, and it taught me how to live with myself and taught me how to get myself out of situations I never would see myself in when family's too far away to do anything about it. And I think that in itself was worth what I paid, for sure.
It all depends on the kind of person you are, because if you're a big baby like me and you don't want to move away from home.
Facts.
You can just try.
And if you're a dumbass like myself that needs to experience it to figure it out, it's a good way to do it.
There's two types of people in the world.
Literally. Alrighty, well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Open Tabs podcast. I'm Andre, and this is...
Saris.
It was great talking with all of you guys, and thank you so much for watching. If you like this and want to see more like it, let us know by liking, commenting below, sharing on social media, possibly. But yeah, check us out on all things that you could find us on, like Spotify, YouTube, the goods, Apple Music even. But with that, I think we'll wrap this one up.
Awesome.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.